Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 49. A slight chance for some rain overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 32. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with a high of 43, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 27. Sunshine on Friday with our high of 43, and partly cloudy skies over Friday night with a low around 26, and more sunshine on Saturday with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the midterm elections of 2022, leadership in the state legislature for the state of Kansas has officially been voted on as State Representative Dan Hawkins from the Wichita area faced no opposition and got the vote of 85 Republican House members to become the new Speaker of the House. Hawkins from House District 100 in the Wichita area has served as the House Majority Leader for the last 4 years. The full House of Representatives will ratify Hawkins' selection when lawmakers open their annual session on January 9th. He replaces Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. of Olathe, Kansas, who is retiring from the state legislature. State Representative Blake Carpenter from the Derby area has been voted on to be the pro tem speaker. On the Democrat side, though, it wasn't as unified as the Republicans, as the vote in the House of Representatives included a 21-19 vote for 71-year-old Representative Vic Miller to represent the House minority leadership. He won the leadership position over 32-year-old Representative Brandon Woodward of Lenexa, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you.
Well, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has confirmed that a fisher here in the state of Kansas landed a lake sturgeon. But it's not just any type of fish, as according to the KDWP, the fish is so rare that biologists have only recorded 15 other lake sturgeon captured over the past 25 years in the state. In a Facebook post from the angler himself, Kevin Zerjax, he said, quote, "Thanks for the identification confirmation. I knew I had a special fish once I landed the fish. Never thought I would ever see one of these dinosaurs, let alone be able to actually hold one. Definitely a catch I will remember for the rest of my life." The lake sturgeon are known for their long lifespans, reaching ages up to 152 years old, and the look of what some describe as, quote, an armored torpedo. In other news, it'll be a nice Christmas for one Kansas City resident, as a lottery ticket purchased at a Quick Trip and on Westport Road ended up matching all six numbers that were drawn on Saturday night, worth $4.2 million. The winning lottery numbers that were drawn on Saturday were 1, 2, 3, 20, 32, and 34. So far, the winning lottery ticket has yet to be claimed.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has officially announced his intention to seek the appointment to serve as the state's next U.S. Senator after the stepping down of Ben Sasse to run the University of Florida.
I announced today that I'll be one of the applicants for the U.S. Senate seat that Governor-elect Pillen has announced his process, or at least a portal, to be able to apply. And the question is, why do I want to do this? I think this is, you know, one of the things, obviously I'm being term limited out here as the governor of Nebraska. I love this state, and I'd love to look for additional ways to be able to help the people of Nebraska, and this may be one of those opportunities.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Applicants for the U.S. Senate seat are due to Pillen's office by Friday, December 23rd. As submissions can be made online at nebraska.gov/appointments. So far in the history of the state, five of Nebraska's U.S. senators have been appointed since 1913. U.S. Senator Ben Sasse did resign from his seat after taking the job as president to the University of Florida with a salary of $174,000.
5 years. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth hosted a membership meeting last week honoring Ellen Barber, who's leaving the post of executive director having served the past 7 years. Barber used the occasion to highlight accomplishments of the County Economic Development Organization and transitioned with a theme of moving forward.
I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping that a new person will continue to bring in new excitement, new people, and that the organization will be able to grow too, because when you're in a small area, a lot of times you get the same people over and over, which is wonderful because you need those loyal supporters. But you also need new people coming in, and sometimes new people can attract that. I just see a lot of positive. We've been able to build over the years.
With Barber's encouragement, communities in Marshall County have signed on to a housing initiative, which will offer a 10-year, 100% property tax abatement on new housing constructed that meets guidelines and geographic criteria. The effort is designed to move forward with creation of additional housing opportunities, which are currently a challenge for growing our communities and bringing new people in.
Policies and incentives that every city in the county could put into place to get their housing started. So I've been to every council and shared that. And it's basically just their turn for the momentum. And then we were able to go to the commissioners and ask that they pass an infill housing revitalization program, which would allow housing to get a 10-year, 100% tax property tax abatement if they built on an infill lot.
Seneca police advised of counterfeit bills being circulated in the community. They caution businesses to check the currency is not marked for production use. Anyone with information on the counterfeit bills is asked to contact authorities. An injury accident was reported north of Beatrice Sunday. An unidentified driver was extricated from the vehicle, which lost control on Southwest 42nd Road, about 4 miles west of Cortland. A medical helicopter was dispatched to the scene after the vehicle left the road and rolled over in a pasture. Washington County Tourism Director Gloria Moore was awarded the 2022 Governor's Tourism Award recently by the Kansas Division of Tourism and Department of Commerce. That recognizing her many years' involvement in promoting Washington County and all of its communities, as well as the greater North Central region, which she has been active in and past president of the North Central Kansas Tourism Group. The Pony Express will again carry Christmas cards this year. Drop your address, stamped card, along with a donation at Pony Express Barn Museum or the Sale Barn in Marysville or Citizens State Bank or the hospital in Hanover before December 9, and it will be carried to the post office to be delivered to friends and loved ones. Blue Valley Technology Giving Tree allows you to select a card at a participating business or via Facebook, which includes suggested needs and wishes of a local child. Shop for and wrap gifts and return those with a card and code attached due back by December 12. For details, go online to bluevalley.net/givingtree or call Colleen Vogt at Blue Valley Technologies. Julie A. Hudson, age 56, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church, with a celebration of life service Friday at 5:30 at the 4-H building in Blue Rapids. Burial, Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Julie Hudson. Ann R. Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life services planned Saturday at noon at Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. Carol Lynn Houts, age 66, of Marysville, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn House. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potato, California blend, and pears. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Double the joy! Double the joy! Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying drier throughout the day today before a chance for some rain overnight and into Thursday. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers move in overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 40s. Some rain showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 50s. And rain will clear up throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine returns on Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Conditions still staying nice and warmer throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. A slight chance for some rain showers on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And showers become likely throughout Sunday night and Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72. The average low 25 and the record low 2 below 0. Sunrise this morning at 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:04. It's 23 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Blue Rapids annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 10th, with a fireman's breakfast serving 7 to 11. A craft fair at the library, 9 until noon. Open houses at businesses throughout the day. Christmas Bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym runs 8:30 till 3. Kids ornament making at the museum 10 to 4. Live nativity at 4:30 with a chili cook-off. The soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. Santa's on hand at the bandstand on the square from 5 until 7, with a lighted parade beginning at 6 p.m. and a raffle drawing to follow. Saturday, December 10th, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jeans Hair Horizons, and Sapp Brothers Petroleum.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware has a full line of Napa Auto Parts. They're your do-it-best hardware store and stock plumbing and electrical supplies. Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware makes hydraulic hoses and chainsaw chains. They're also an Amazablaze corn stove dealer. Hunting and fishing licenses, fish bait, and ammunition available, too, at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. On the square in Blue Rapids, open daily at 6, Saturdays 8-3, closed on Sundays.
Jeans Hair Horizon, your full-service salon and supplier of the latest Scentsy fragrances.
I offer family haircuts and pedicures and manicures. I do colors, highlights, waxing, perms. I do it all. I carry a lot of Redken and Matrix. Jean's Hair Horizon, 103 West 5th Street in Blue Rapids. It's right on the highway across from Mustang Motors. My phone number is 363-7979. My favorite part of the job is having my customers come in. I love my job.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs. An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jean's Hair Horizons, and Sapp Brothers Petroleum.
Mitchell outduels LeBron at home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Winners of five of their last six, the Lakers were on LeBron's old home court in Cleveland last night. The Lakers' Anthony Davis left the game after one quarter, flu-like symptoms. It was a close one until Cleveland imposed its will in the fourth quarter.
Mitchell at the other end with seven on the clock. Mitchell against Reeves, steps left, three ball. Good!
Donovan Mitchell show.
The call on WTAM, the Cavs going up by 15 with that. Donovan Mitchell finishing with a season-high 43 points. Cavs beat the Lakers 116-102. Around the association, in Denver, the Dallas Mavericks blew a lead late after trading three-pointers with the Nuggets. But with 17 ticks left, the Mavs' Dorian Finney-Smith drained a three-ball to put his team up for good. Dallas steals one in Denver, 116-115. The Pistons went down to Miami and routed the Heat, 116-96. To the ice of the NHL, the Devils hosted the Blackhawks. First period, defender Dougie Hamilton got the Devils started.
Hughes dangling on his backhand, twist to his forehand. Hamilton scores! What a pass! What a shot! It's 1-0!
Call on the Devils Hockey Radio Network. The Devils added two more to blank the once-proud Blackhawks, 3-0. Two top 25 teams, number 17 Illinois and second-ranked Texas, tangled in the Jimmy V Classic. Overtime, tied, but not for long.
Timmy Allen, the 6'6" senior, preseason All-Big 12 team. Shannon pulls up three, and it's good! 73-70 Illinois.
Mike Cousins, ESPN Radio with the call. Terrence Shannon Jr. put the Illini up three, and they never looked back, upsetting Texas 85-78. Other top 25 action. Top-ranked Houston routed North Florida 76-42. Number three Virginia got by James Madison 55-50. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Valley Heights took Marysville 49-27. Hanover beat St. Xavier 79-21. Axtell topped Flint Hills Christian 31-25. Frankfort rolled Manhattan Chief 59-15. Centralia girls over Care Paravel 55-14. Clay Sutter topped Beloit 50-35. Riley County girls over Concordia 34-9. Rock Creek beat Abilene 52-29. Thayer Central topped Diller O'Dell 50-34. And Southern won over Johnson County Central 37-35. In boys' action, Marysville beat Valley Heights 64-35. Hanover trimmed St. Xavier 87-11. Axtell down Flint Hills Christian 74-8. Manhattan Chief over Frankfort 68-25. Centralia boys beat Care Paravel 59-34. Clay Center over Beloit 65-59. Concordia won over Riley County 45-31. Abilene took Rock Creek 60-33. Thayer Central boys over Diller O'Dell 35-32. And Johnson County Central beat Southern 47-44.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We ended up yesterday with a very interesting board. It seemed like that
Grains were rather mixed, although beans and meals were doing better yesterday. The dry forecast and hot forecast for Argentina affected soybean prices, and wheat continues to fall. Matter of fact, the charts are not looking good for wheat long term. Here's what we had yesterday. Corn for December, 625.5. That's down 3.25. March corn is 637.25. Down 3.25. Wheat for December, 705.5. That's down 10. March wheat also down 10 at 7. Wheat for December, 906.5. That's down 6.25. Minneapolis wheat for March at 896. That's down 6. Oats for December up 1.25 at 340.5. March oats at 337. That's up 1.25. January soybeans finished the day yesterday at 1455. That's up 17.25. Soybeans for March at 1461.5. That's up 16.5. Cotton for December, 85.39 was your final price on Tuesday. That's up 45 cents. Cotton for March at 84.59, and that's up 73 cents. Taking a look at the cattle market kind of took a hit yesterday. Live cattle for December, 154.55. That's down $1.67.5. Live cattle for February at 153.62. That's down $2.20. Feeder cattle for January, 181.80. That's down $1.97.5. Feeder cattle for March at 184.15. That's down $2.22.5. Now, what will today hold? Well, today could be affected by the fact that the WASDE report comes out on Friday, so we might have a light day of trading today.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Many things in the agricultural industry are hard to predict, and cash rental rates are near the top of the list. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Greg Ibendahl, K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist, gives insight on cash rental rates.
Well, you know, cash rental rates are a pretty big deal for farmers because about 90% of farmers do rent land. And then a big chunk of the land they actually farm is rented ground. So about 80% of the ground they farm is actually rented too. So what happens in the cash rental market has a big effect on them just because it is such a big base of the ground they farm. And any kind of change in the cost, either up or down, can make a big difference to their bottom line. We determined that looking at past history that because land doesn't depreciate, really land by itself, if you buy it, you're not going to be able to cash flow it. So you almost have to have some land that you're renting really to support any kind of ground that you're going to buy. So again, you know, it's very, very important for farmers, and they're going to pay close attention to what happens if they can afford to rent more ground or not.
Ibendahl describes his survey that charts and reports cash rental rates across Kansas.
Probably the biggest source farmers look at is the NAS survey, the National Ag Statistics Survey, that comes out every August. So really what they do is NAS goes through and they interview farmers and send out surveys, and it's kind of based on what farmers are currently paying. There's some issues with doing that, though. Our approach was different. We were going to go through and determine what can farmers actually pay when you actually look at all the expenses taken out, look at their revenue, and then maybe what's left over you can devote that to cash rent. So we're taking a whole different approach to what NAS does. So obviously we got to look at both the revenue side and the expense side, and we're making some expectations about the future, and then we're also looking at some expectations of what actually happened in the past. And then we also have to look at government payments. That would be the third part of the big picture that goes into that. So crop revenue, government payments, and expenses, that actually then gives us a kind of remainder on a per acre basis, and we're using that as a guide then for what the cash rental rate should be.
Ibendahl explains the future outlook for cash rental rates.
Even if you look at the NAS numbers, so they showed a pretty good jump in rental rates as well here. Again, you know, NAS numbers, because it is kind of based on past results, it doesn't jump around as much as what profitability does. The NAS numbers were higher this last year, certainly not as high as what net farm income was going to be. But going forward, I think you're probably going to see rents probably start to stabilize. You probably saw a jump this year, both in our numbers and the NAS numbers. But with the expectations for future profitability, both in 2022 and especially going into 2023, I think you're going to see cash rental rates stabilize, maybe even start to go down a little bit in future years. But again, it's kind of so hard to say what's going to happen with profitability because so many things can happen to change that situation. But again, farmers can look at our numbers and NAS numbers and get an idea of what they might expect to pay in the future, that if they do want to expand or if a lease does come up for renegotiation.
That's K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl with insights on cash rental rates. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Have you caught the spirit of the season? Seed catalog season, we mean? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 7th, the 341st day of the year. NBA great Larry Bird celebrates a birthday, and it's the 81st anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It seems to happen earlier every year. Seed catalogs are already arriving in the mail. Is their marketing department seasonally challenged? Not at all. They know their psychology of hardcore gardeners all too well. Those catalogs will be our surrogate garden as the cruel white stuff piles up outdoors. We will plan and dream and imagine the idyllic spaces we will create when life springs forth once again from the earth. All the while, that seed order list grows and grows. And if you can't get into the spirit this early, don't worry. There'll be more catalogs in January. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNTY, it's 23 degrees. Little bit above seasonal highs with a high to 50 degrees on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was the Wildcat-on-Wildcat matchup last night as Kansas State pulled ahead of Abilene Christian, pulling off the victory 81-64 and putting the Kansas State Wildcats up to an 8-1 record for the season so far. Kansas State was coming off their victory over the weekend against the Wichita State Shockers 55-50, as the Wildcats are now at number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, just behind the Jayhawks. Kansas State has some time off before their next tip-off on Sunday afternoon against the Incarnate Word Cardinals. That game is at home again for the Wildcats, as they have a 4-game streak at home before going on the road against Texas in January. Moving down south to Oklahoma, the Sooners ended up winning last night as well as they tipped off against the UMKC Kangaroos. They won that game 75-53. Their record now sits at 7-2 in the middle of the Big 12 Conference. Their next game is on Saturday in the middle of the day against number 9, Arkansas. The Oklahoma State Cowboys also had their game last night against the Sam Houston State Bearcats. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville boys ran away from Valley Heights in a Tuesday night tip-off. Marysville 64, Valley Heights 35. Bulldogs up 24 points at the intermission, paced by Jack Lauer with 23 first-half points. He led all scorers with 27. Three Bulldogs in double figures included Will Tock with 11 and Rhett Williams 10 points, as Marysville improved to 2-1 on the season. Valley Heights struggled offensively, especially in the first half, wound up with 9 apiece from Cade Parker, all those in the third quarter as he fouled out late. Had foul trouble all night. Logan Gray and Royce Ekstrom also with 9 each. Valley Heights winless in their second start, falling to Marysville 64-35. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win 49-27 in the opener. Mustangs paced by freshman Ava Smith with 12 points. Mia Vermetten, another freshman, with 10, as the Mustangs even their season mark at 1-1. Haley Ingles, Marysville junior, with 13 points, the only Lady Bulldog in double figures. Marysville falls winless in 3 starts, falling in Valley Heights 49-27. Reporting for KNTY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Valley Heights took Marysville 49-27. Hanover beat St. Xavier 79-21. Axtell topped Flint Hills Christian 31-25. Frankfort rolled Manhattan Chief 59-15. Centralia girls over Care Paravel 55-14. Clay Sutter topped Beloit 50-35. Riley County girls over Concordia 34-9. Rock Creek beat Abilene 52-29. Thayer Central topped Diller Odell 50-34. And Southern won over Johnson County Central 37-35. In boys action, Marysville beat Valley Heights 64-35. Hanover trimmed St. Xavier 87-11. Axtell down Flint Hills Christian 74-8. Manhattan Chief over Frankfort 68-25. Centralia boys beat Care Paravel 59-34. Clay Center over Beloit 65-59. Concordia won over Riley County 45-31. Abilene took Rock Creek 60-33. Thayer Central boys over Diller Odell 35-32. And Johnson County Central beat Southern 47-44.
Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics has opened enrollment for spring 2023 classes, continuing to offer the energy-packed tumbling, cheer, dance, and jazz classes for ages 18 months to 18 years. Enrollment ends January 2nd. Visit Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Facebook page for enrollment information.
KNDY.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?